Straight White Men. That's the new play by one of the hottest playwrights in American theater right now, 40-year-old Young Jean Lee. NPR's Netta Ulaby talked with the Korean-American dramatist about her new show, which opens tonight off Broadway.
The straight white men of Straight White Men aren't what you might expect. Mm-hmm. Near the beginning of the play, two adult brothers play a board game. It's called Privilege.
Excuses, guard.
It's a homemade family game, like Monopoly, but with the tables turned. This family's super liberal and progressive. Their game makes fun of their own straight white male privilege.
What I just said wasn't racist / sexist / homophobic because I was joking. Pay $50 to an LGBT organization.
Playwright Young Jean Lee enjoys subverting stereotypes, and she was interested in a real problem. What do you do when you've got privilege and you don't want to abuse it? She wanted to create straight white men on stage who think about these things.
And I know they're out there. I mean, I know them personally. Men are changing.
Lee writes about everybody. Straight white men, Native Americans, Asians. She even wrote a play actually called Untitled Feminist Show. And she did something hard for a non-black writer to do in a play from 2008 called The Shipment.
Hi, Omar!
Hi, Michael!
Lee developed The Shipment with a group of five African-American actors. That's her process, to write plays using her cast to improvise scenes and dig out truths. The Shipment got rave reviews pretty much everywhere it played. It's partly an absurdist send-up of stereotypes you see over and over in movies and on TV.
This sucks! Nobody wants to buy drugs from us!
I think something suspicious is going on. Usually everyone wants them. Let me investigate. Crackhead John!
Yes, Desmond!
Do you know why nobody wants to buy our drugs?
Yes, but what do I get in exchange?
Crack!
Yay!
There's a twist in The Shipment that it would be unfair to reveal, and that captivated the theater critic for The New Yorker, Hilton Ohls.
Black and white people were confused. It was amazing. She was doing something very profound in terms of the ways in which we listen to quote-unquote ethnic speech and quote-unquote regular speech.
Young Jean Lee writes by listening. When she started Straight White Men, she took advantage of being a playwright in residence at Brown University.
I asked a room full of women, queer people, and minorities, what do you want straight white men to do? And what do you want them to be like?
They told her, and Lee wrote it all down. They wanted this character, this ideal straight white male, to sit down and shut up.
And not try to always be thrusting himself forward, not be assertive, not be aggressive, not think he knows anything. Constantly aware of his own ignorance, constantly aware of his own privilege, taking a back seat. You know, and a lot of people said, just disappear.
Boy, when you hear that around the table, you just feel yourself sinking slowly into the chair. Like, I'm a club member. I didn't ask for it. I didn't pay the dues, but here I am in it.
James Stanley plays the main character who works at a not-for-profit. He's everything the students wanted.
You believe a guy like you is supposed to sit down and shut the f*** up, right?
In the scene, he's being yelled at by his brother.
Nobody's ever told me to shut up.
Oh, of course not, because you've always done such a good job at taking a back seat. Your female and minority co-workers, they probably don't even notice that you're there.
While Lee was writing the play, she and her actors went back to that room full of students and played out that ideal straight white male character in front of them.
And they all just hated him. Hated him. And I realized that the reason why they hated him was because, despite all their commitment to social justice, what they believed in the most was not being a loser. He is exhibiting behavior that gets attributed to people of color. Not being assertive, not standing up for himself, like always being in a service position.
All that made it into the play.
You're being an ally. Putting yourself in a service position, right? Making copies for the oppressed?
That's a weird way of putting it.
You're trying to live in accordance with what you believe. That there's nothing that people like us can do in the world that isn't problematic or evil. So we have to make ourselves invisible.
It's an existential dilemma, Lee says. She had one of her own while writing the play, as a Korean-American working in the largely white-run world of American theater.
What was interesting to me in exploring the straight white male is that I can always say, oh, well, I'm just pursuing my own ambition, but I'm making the world a better place because now there's this Asian female playwright who can be a role model for other artists of color, and I'm, like, helping with diversity. And so, like, I can just do whatever I want and sort of, like, get on the good person list. And it occurred to me that as I was doing the show and listening to people talk about straight white men don't really have that option.
Playwright Young Jean Lee hardly thinks that straight white men are categorically oppressed. But she likes using theater to reveal and dismantle our perceptions of each other and ourselves. For her, it's a place to check assumptions at the door. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.